for lengthy excerpts from two pieces contained on Apartment House's remarkable John.
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
This is James Butler of Sex Clark 5, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Are you in love like me with radio station WGXC? We can't survive like bees on honey. Every 6 months, we need more money. The drive will go on for many more days or until $15,000 we raise. Oh, yes, please, please don't be late. Call 622-2598. When you have a radio, when you have a studio, you must pay rent. You can't run a radio station out of a tent. Air conditioning and heat eat up donations at both the Catskill and Acres locations. And whether you like Irish country or rap, some part of our money goes as fees to ASCAP. So you can see where we can't be sedate. Call us on the phone in area code 518. Host volunteering keep expenses down with the least expensive station in this town. Hosts come in weekly to do their shows in summer heat and in winter snows, and for an hour or two hold down the fort. So don't you call and give them support, won't you call? And if we were a church, we'd be passing the plate. Call 622-2598. We wouldn't be looking for more if we had plenty, so please give us a 10 or 20. For our dilemma, there is only one solution, a tax-deductible contribution. To make donating not so hard, just give us the number of your credit card. We also take cash or personal checks. It will be used for everyday projects. So some old equipment we will update if you call 622-2598. If we don't get enough, we are out on a ledge. Please, please, don't you call and make a pledge. And tell all your neighbours and your friends to listen each day till the pledge drive ends. When the final total goes over the top, this year's pledge drive will come to a stop. So you see, it's important that you donate. Please call 622-2598. And that's in the 518 area code.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Igars Kildas and Louisa Sargine Kildas of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Sleeping in the midday sun. wealth and the pain of old Abilene. It was sleeping in the midday sun, 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 sleeping in the midday sun.
Hello. Welcome to the Grand Master Star Radio Hour. I'm Red Swan, your host. And yeah, you're listening here on WGXC, Acre 90.7 FM Radio. Thank you for being here, and you never know what you're going to get with the hour ahead here on the Grand Master Star Radio Hour. Today is, well, this is airing. This show is airing on December 27th, I'm pretty sure. But I'm pre-recording this way back on December 9th. And so that always feels a little funny to me, pre-recording, I mean, for many reasons, because, you know, I feel the way I feel right now, you know, a couple weeks before this airs, but then when this airs, I don't know how I'm going to feel. So it just is kind of funny, you know, like, versus recording it live the day of. That's just something I was thinking about as I was thinking of the show today and how I wanted it to go, what I wanted to say, what I wanted to play, and thinking about when it's going to air, which is right before the new year, and that still just feels so far away. So it's really funny to be doing that right now. But we're here, and you know, I thought I wasn't going to have a show before the new year. Or until next year. My last show, I was like, I don't know if I'll see you guys until next year. But here I am. There's a little bit of, yeah, I wasn't sure, but I'm here and I'm really glad. I'm super glad to be here today. Feeling really positive and excited about what's to come, you know? And I hope to carry that into the new year. And we'll see what's going to happen in 2026. That's really crazy. So that first song was some John Cale with Buffalo Ballet from his album titled Fear. That's probably my favorite John Cale album. It's a really beautiful album. A lot of amazing piano. And the other night I had a dream and John Cale was in it. And so I woke up instantly to listen to that album. That's just where my mind was. But in my dream, we were just kind of, I was in a school and he was a teacher there and they were playing music and they had played his song, some of his music, and I was singing it and he noticed and he asked me about it. I was like, yeah, I love this album of yours. And then we were just chatting, getting to know each other, and yeah, we were kind of like friends by the end of it. So it was a pretty awesome dream. And so I've been listening to this album again a lot because it's really good for this time of year too. I love the lyrics in Buffalo Ballet about sleeping in the midday sun. You know, as we enter deeper into the winter here in, you know, New York, it can get pretty brutal. So we must dream of sleeping in the midday sun, in the warm midday sun, which will come again. And currently playing in the background is some Spaceman 3 with Drive/Feel So Sad. And we'll see where the hour goes. You know, I have some music lined up. I'm going to do some reading from a zine I have and a book I have. More details to come. And yeah, I'm thinking about the new year as we're entering into this hour together and wishing everyone the best. So I'm going to actually play some more John Cale because I love that album. And this next song is also from the album called, this one's called Emily. And that's my mother's name. So this is for my mom. Here we go.
To keep living, and the reason is you. I found a way to make it all stop repeating, and the reason is you. Oh, I do believe if you don't like things, you leave for some place you've never been before. And the reason is you. I found a reason to keep singing, and the reason is you. Oh, I do believe you are what you perceive. What comes is better than what came before.
That was some more John Cale, and then some more John Cale, because we had the Velvet Underground. That was I Found a Reason, but a demo version. It was pretty different than the one that's on the album. And yeah, I was just re-listening to that version yesterday, and I was like, this is awesome. This sounds like, you know, somewhat similar to the one that made it onto the album, but I like this one a lot. I love the harmonica. That's something I'm finding in a lot of their early demos, is there's a lot of harmonica, which makes sense. It was, you know, the late 60s when they were recording a lot of this stuff. So it was like Bob Dylan era. And so it's just kind of funny. Some of their demos sound like very, yeah, Bob Dylan-esque. But the ones that made it onto the album, not so much. And yeah, I found a reason. I hope we can all find reasons and joys and loves to keep trucking on as we move into 2026 and you know, follow our inspirations and our desires and yeah, keep hanging on and hold on to the positive things in life and share that with each other and be in community and yeah, that's my hope for 2026. A lot of the songs are actually centered around love that I'm playing today. Currently playing right now is Here Comes Love, Tenderness and Kindness, and that's by The Cigarettes. And I hope for love, tenderness and kindness as I move into 2026. And I hope for more of that in the whole wide world. Next, I think we're going to move into some Janis Joplin, because she was also in my dream recently too. My dream was sort of like documentary style, to where I was like learning about her and her upcoming story, but I was like living it, but I knew it was about her. It's hard to explain, you know, dream world. But it was like her getting a start in New York City and her like busking on the street, like all this stuff that is not necessarily true, but it was in my dream world. And in that dream also, I like was signing to a record label and was going to start making music. So I think that I was in the dream getting inspired by Janis and like how she got her start. Anywho, so we're going to play some Janis, and we're going to start with Me and Bobby McGee, and then we're going to go into Ball and Chain with Big Brother and the Holding Company, because that's one of the most powerful songs out there. And of course it is a cover, but I love and love the way they do it. It's so amazing. So yeah, let's kick it with some Me and Bobby McGee, and then we'll move into Ball and Chain, and we'll keep it rolling. So here we go.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. One day up near Salinas, long, I let him slip away.
somewhere they could tell me why the man I love don't want to leave me in so much pain.
Yeah, maybe you could help me. Come on, help me.
And I'll say, oh, now hunt, tell me why. Now grabbed a hold of me, and it felt like a falling chain. Oh, da da da.
Hello. Wow. How do you guys feel after listening to Ball and Chain? Yeah, I feel pretty good. That song is just so powerful. It gets me, I don't know, somewhere deep. And so I'm coming out of that back here to you guys. And I'm going to read you something. I'm going to read from some Mary Oliver. And this is from her book Upstream. And it's from the chapter called The Ponds in the book. And I am deciding to read from this book because I'm currently rereading it. Well, I'm reading it again, attempting to read it again. It's a very beautiful book. I really enjoy Mary Oliver's writing. And yeah, this is like a very observation-filled book of nature. And it's really amazing. And so I was reading it again the other day from this chapter. And I thought it was delightful. And it talks a lot of spring. And I know that we're in winter and entering deeper into winter. But reading things like this and remembering the, you know, beautiful feelings and sounds and sights and smells of warmer days, kind of can keep me going during the winter. So I'm going to read some of that to you guys. Yeah. So here we go. The cattails begin to rise in April. Toward the end of that month of general upwelling, the stalks are thick and high enough for one to gather the pale green, nutritious plates. Golden Club rises too, especially along the edges of Blackwater Pond. The wood ducks are fond of it, and the muskrats. The frogs begin to sing any time from late March to the second week in April, and they will be noisy and lusty until the end of the month, both in the ponds proper and even more shallow marshes and ephemeral pools. In April, the snapping turtles wake from their long sleep. Sometimes they will float a while, in a lonely exhaustion, on the surface of the pond, before a vigor fills their powerful bodies again. Once, on the narrow path between Great Pond and Little Sister Pond, my dog lingered, then came along slowly, mouthing something. He spit into my hand an enormous, curved claw. I knew immediately what it was. Some snapping turtles I have seen had heads like the heads of muskrats and feet the size of a one-year-old child. One, a few years ago, emerged gargantuan and wrinkled among the pond lilies and slouched its gassy breath, coming and going softly, its pouchy throat expanding and contracting across the muddy shallows. I didn't see it kill anything. Sometimes we get just enough, not too much. Did he who made the lily make you too? I said to it, looking into its unflickering eyes. You know it, the old shag face answered, and slid back into the pond's black oils. More young geese and ducks vanish from the water than live to flex their wings. I have found the bones of birds near the dens of foxes, but it is primarily the snapping turtles watching from beneath the pond surface for the leaf-like feet of the young birds to go paddling by, who contrive these disappearances. Painted turtles are here too, and are common. Also, I have seen spotted turtles in Blackwater Pond or at egg-laying time, trudging uphill from water or through the damp leaves around the pond. And that's the reading. I really enjoy reading nature observations, anything about nature, and I think I feel really related to her readings because I'm pretty sure in Maine or something like that, like that's where she lives, closer to the sea, and so there's somewhat of a similar, you know, landscape and wildlife to where we are in New York in the Hudson Valley, and so it's just really nice to read and to kind of see from someone else's observational point of view the awakening of nature again at the beginning of spring. And just makes me feel so excited. I love that time. But now, now everyone's going to sleep. Everyone's entering into their deep slumber animals as we enter into winter. And I think we all kind of do the same thing in our own way. But unfortunately, we have to still go out and be in the world and exist in society. And, you know, we can't just go hibernate in a cave or burrow deep into the mud all winter. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, so that was some Mary Oliver from Upstream. It's a very beautiful book. And currently playing in the background is some Kikagaku Moyo. I had to look up how to say that. Kikagaku Moyo with White Moon. And we just had a full moon this past week. And I'm pretty sure that when this airs, there will also be an approaching full moon, either maybe on this day or prior or after, but somewhere around this time. So that'll be fun, going into the new year with a full moon and, yeah, a blank slate of opportunities. What's going to happen? 2026. Who knows? No way to know. But I'm going to keep it rolling, and we're going to listen to a song called Give Me Love, Part 1, from Ricky Lilalonga? Lilalonga? Something like that. It's a really nice song. And, yeah, Give Me Love. Going into 2026. Here we go.
Thank you. Together. All right.
Right.
Thank you.
We are the dreamers of dreams.
Woo! Hello. Wow. That was It Looks Like Love. Doesn't it look like love? Doesn't it feel like love? I hope it does. For you. It Looks Like Love. That's by Goody. And before that was Rebels by Wildfire. You know, I wanted to throw a little groove in there. Mixed in with the love to remind us to have fun. Going into this new year, this new time. Yeah. And thanks for being here on this hour. Thanks for listening here on WGXC, ACRA 90.7 FM radio for